Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for starting the weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Wicker.
It would be a little weird. But if it was like a basket-making community or...
Yes, if it was strangebaskets.com, coffee house. Yeah.
They make rocking chairs.
I don't need your rocking chair. Your Geritol or your Medicare. Yeah, that's right. It's a little George Jones to start your morning. How about that? Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. It's at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business needs. Catchy slogan. What it really means is this. Whatever the message of your business is, whatever you want your customers to know about you, what you want your customers to see when they walk in the door of your business, Pip Printing and Signs can make that happen for you. Businesses already spend money on printing every year, but are you spending it with the best? Are you working with Pip Printing and Signs? If you're not, then you're missing out. Go to their website, pipridgeland.com, to get a better idea of what I'm talking about. You can see all of the incredible materials, signage, graphics, the stuff that they can create for you to spread the message of your business. Call Cam Baker at 601-499-5216. Tell me you heard about this on Thunder and Lightning. Don't forget, also, if you're a Mississippi State fan, and you're already spending that money on printing, by going to Print Printing and Signs, you can give 10% back to the Bulldog Initiative without spending an extra dime of your own money. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and I certainly know that you are looking for it because I still see you guys out there in those banner rim polos. So whether you know you're looking for it or not, you are looking for it. So go get it. Go get it at College Corner. Go get you a polo with the state script, the interlocking, the M over S, the logos that we want. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Polo by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. For lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch, the best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. Guys, it's just this simple, and I can't make it any easier for you. If you want to eat good in Starkville, Restaurant Tyler will never, ever let you down. For lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch, it's always going to be good. I've been to Restaurant Tyler hundreds of times, and I have never walked out and going, Never walked out saying, it was just okay today. It's always been a great meal. I've always had a great time. The people are super nice. They know how to take care of you. Starkville local restaurants are all great, but the top of the list for me is Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi, here to serve you, here to help you manage your money. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. So go to their website, PriorityOneBank.com, to not only see all those locations, but to see how they're going to help you manage your money, how they're going to help you invest, and help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, it's so important when some of you have questions about your money to get a quick answer. You can do that with Priority One Bank. That's the level of service they're going to provide for you. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Oh, hey there, Robbie.
Hey there, Brian.
It's Friday. Normally, we'd be doing the three Ps brought to you by Sanders Rentals, but today, there's no game to preview, so we're not going to be doing that. We do have a little Starkville flavor to this podcast. Later in the show, Alden Thornhill is going to join us, the mastermind behind the Starkville Derby, has a new community event that's happening in November. He's going to tell us all about it and how you can participate, how you can contribute, how you can advertise. And also, he's got some great news where Mississippi State and Starkville got a win over Ole Miss and Oxford. We'll talk about that a little later in the show, however. But we want to start with this. So Mississippi State off this weekend. Next weekend they're at Georgia. That's going to be an incredibly tall mountain to climb for Mississippi State. I think we're being totally fair, Robbie, when we say State will be a massive underdog and will be doing well to have a similar score that they had against Texas. Is that a fair statement?
I believe so. I don't think that's slanderous at all.
Good, good. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. After that, you know, and we're basing this, it's kind of funny how this works, Robbie, but we're kind of basing what we're about to talk about off the fact that State only lost to Texas by 22. All right, that's what we're doing here. But we saw what looked like an improved defensive effort. You've got an exciting young quarterback that I want to see some more of. The rest of the schedule suddenly doesn't look as daunting. Now, that's not to say State won't be a big underdog to A&M. They'll be an underdog to Arkansas. But those two games in particular, neither one of those teams has been especially good this year. A&M is 4-1 on the season, but that's one of the least impressive 4-1s I can remember. They lost that first game to Notre Dame. Notre Dame handled them pretty easily in that game. Obviously, they beat up on McNeese State. They handled Florida pretty well. I'll give them credit in that game. And, you know, to do it with Marcel Reed, who they've made a change to. But then they beat Bowling Green by 6, and they beat Arkansas by 4. They're just not particularly impressive. They're kind of one-dimensional on offense. They're a good team, but they're not a great team. There's a path for State to win that game. Now, again, when the Lions come out, State's likely going to be a 14-17 point underdog in that game. This is where it is. But there is a path for State to win that game. Do you agree?
Yeah, I don't think they're unbeatable by any means. I think I look at the schedule, and if you get through Georgia and everybody feels good like they did after Texas, say you lose that game by 3 touchdowns, you put up a fight, you get them off the field defensively, Michael Van Buren's taking strides again, you're running the football, whatever. Suddenly your focus shifts to the rest of the schedule, and you say, we're not going to see anybody better than those two teams. Well, maybe Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah. I'm not going to consider Tennessee in any of our discussions of probable wins.
I keep forgetting State's playing them, and they might be the best team on the schedule, honestly. Like, I'm really high on Tennessee.
Yeah.
Outside of Tennessee, the rest of the games there are – I would say winnable. I wouldn't go out on a limb and say State is going to win 3 or 4 of those games. But if you told me that State upset one of the rest of those teams, I would not be entirely shocked. I feel like the offense is capable of scoring on those teams. I feel like the defense can get off the field at least somewhat. You can stay in those ball games. It would not shock me in the least if State finds a way to win those games, and especially – Texas A&M, like you said, I mean, it feels like when we say that, it turns around and you get beat by 50 against teams like that. But, you know, it's not a team that you look at and you say, State's got no shot. They're going to have to play a perfect game, things like that. I do think that it's certainly there for the taking if State plays a good ball game.
Yeah. Arkansas, same thing. It's crazy with Arkansas. Like, they're clearly better than I thought they were going to be. They're still not any good. You know, it's just so I really had low expectations for Arkansas. But they've been in these games. You know, they beat Auburn. They were in the game with A&M. They were in the game with Oklahoma State. You know, maybe a little bit of different luck, they could be sitting at 4-1 or even maybe undefeated. But they're not. But that game in Starkville, State will have an opportunity to win that game. I feel like Taylen Green has been sort of like a good, bad quarterback this year. He's made some plays, and he's been okay, but he'll give you the ball, too. And so, yeah. You know, State has had great success against Arkansas in years past. I think State's running game is starting to round into form a little bit. I think State's going to be okay. I think that they have a chance to beat Arkansas. And then they go into UMass – I mean, there's a scenario. It's the odds aren't great for it, Robbie. But there's a scenario where we look up and State goes into its next bye week at 4-4.
This is the thing I was talking about last week when I said it's always great. It's always great to have hope. Like if you don't have hope, if you don't have a sense of that, like what you're saying, you know, I could see things. Yeah, I could talk myself into 5 wins for this team.
Yeah.
You know, 2 weeks after we said State was going to win one game.
Oh, they were going to go 1-11. Yeah.
That's sports fandom, you know, in a nutshell. And if you don't have that, then things are really bad for you.
Right.
If we were sitting here talking like we were 2 weeks ago after the Texas game, we come into the studio and we start saying that this team has no hope of winning another game. And if they do have hope, it's against UMass, who's just absolutely putrid. So the fact that we're saying this, that kind of tells me, you know, there's some health still in this program, and there's a heartbeat here, there's a pulse. There's some exciting things ahead. And that's a good thing for Mississippi State. Now, I don't, you know, it's hard to believe that they could find a way to 4 just because of it's going to be difficult. Again, these teams, while they are beatable, are still good, solid teams. There's not a bad team in the SEC schedule for Mississippi State. But I certainly believe that there are some winnable games after this Georgia game. If State can kind of stay alive and keep the positivity in the locker room, keep the good vibes, and keep improving, that's the biggest thing.
If State has, you know what, I'm trying to do my math here. After the Georgia game, they have 6 games after that. Five of those, let's just do this differently. Tennessee, to me, is unwinnable, right? You're not going to go to Knoxville and win. That's just that team is too good. They may be the best team in the SEC. They really may be.
Even on a bad night, I feel like they're going to find a way.
You know what's kind of funny? We haven't really talked about you. We spent a lot of the offseason talking about October the 19th and that Georgia at Texas game, right? But that's also Alabama at Tennessee. We're going to have 2 top 5 matchups in the SEC on the same day. I mean, that is unbelievably awesome for college football.
Well, we thought that the 12th was going to be the week. But
weekends. After the 5th, the 5th is like the appetizer. The next 2 weekends are prime rib and lobster. You got as good as you're going to get in college football those weekends.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think that this is shaping up to be a really fun year.
It is.
I know people are really frustrated with NIL and the transfer portal, but it really has evened the playing field at least enough to where you're seeing teams that wouldn't normally compete against other teams or springing up upsets or staying in the game. I mean, you still have the Alabamas and the Georgias and the Ohio States of the world. But I really feel like it's muddying the waters a little bit. It's making it a better product in the sense that there's more competitive ball games out there with teams that would normally be considered lower level teams or that couldn't compete. I feel like there's going to be more parity in college football. And it might not be in the sense that it's, you know, group of 5 teams winning a national championship, but I do think that there's going to be in the playoff picture kind of expanding, makes it even more interesting. I do feel like there's going to be more teams popping up year to year that normally wouldn't be in that picture because of what the transfer portal does.
Absolutely agree with it. I mean, I know Ole Miss lost last week, but they are still in the playoff discussion. You know, why? Because of the transfer portal. So, yeah, teams that are good in the transfer portal will be able – they'll be fine. So, with State's other 5 games, I mean, I think State's going to beat UMass, right? I mean, I know – I saw what happened against Toledo. I get it. But I can't come on here and tell you that I think State's going to lose that game. I just don't. So, you have that. State can beat Arkansas. State can beat Arkansas. I won't put a qualifier on that. State can beat Arkansas. State, and I feel like the pause is the key here. State can beat Texas A&M, right? So there's a difference. They can beat Arkansas. They can beat Texas A&M. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying there, but you see where I'm going. And then Missouri and Ole Miss, they at least have a glimmer of hope in those games, right? Missouri, I mean, they beat Vanderbilt in double overtime. So clearly they're not a juggernaut. Now, I think Missouri's going to win this weekend. And, you know, I don't think they'll beat Alabama. But there's a great chance that Missouri will come to Starkville and say, look, we have to win to stay alive for the playoff. And if that's the case, it's going to be a tough game. Ole Miss, I feel like I'm going to know a lot more about Ole Miss after this weekend, right? If they bounce back and they just handle South Carolina, okay, they're moving forward. At 10-2, they're going to the playoffs. So if they lose to Georgia, it's not that big a deal. They lose to South Carolina, I could see the wheels coming off there. And then maybe State arrives in a situation where Ole Miss just wants the season to end. So that's a possibility. I feel like I can give a lot more detail about that when we get to Monday. I feel like we've seen that before. We have seen it.
Yeah, and it's kind of happened with State, I feel like, in 14. Like, with State lost to Bama, and, like, their hopes of making the playoff was basically done. They could have beaten Ole Miss, and if Auburn would have beat Bama, mm-hmm. they could have gotten in, maybe.
Yeah.
But it was pretty much done.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss had an injured quarterback. They were kind of limping in. They just got destroyed by Arkansas. And, you know, we saw what happened in that game. So
another good example of that would be 2017, Mullins last year, when they lost to Alabama. Mullins was checked out. And, you know,
yes.
They went to Arkansas the next game, and they beat them. But that Arkansas team was awful. I mean, it would have taken – I think Fitzgerald basically carried them on his shoulders. And Fitzgerald doesn't get hurt in the Egg Bowl. Probably State finds a way to win that game. But they were just checked out at that point. Mullen and staff were checked out. They knew they were leaving for Tennessee. Then it ended up being Florida.
And we know that by the timeline of those text messages he had with Tennessee.
Right.
He was doing that during the week when he was checked out.
So they were checked out. So maybe Ole Miss can be that in that situation. So
I was going to add one more point. Every year in the middle of the season, somebody says Ole Miss is going to beat us 80-6 or something. Mm-hmm. And every year that game is competitive. So I can't make any kind of declarations on what that game's going to be just yet. I just can't. On paper, Ole Miss should beat Mississippi State by 40 points on paper. If you look at it today, you look at the two rosters, you look at the fact that Lane Kiffin's been there for several years, they should beat Mississippi State by that. But we don't know what Ole Miss is going to be at that point or what Mississippi State's going to be. What if Ole Miss's locker room's in shambles and you have Lane Kiffin being tied to Florida, just like, you know, in 2022, whenever he was tied to Auburn? You just don't know until that time comes. I don't know what's going to happen. Is Jackson Dart going to get hurt? Are they going to lose some key pieces? Are guys going to opt out? I don't know. This is a different era. This is a different kind of football being played. And I don't know what's going to happen with them if they lose a couple of more games. So it's just too early to start making declarations on what's going to happen in that game.
Yeah, I agree with that. But right now,
I would say Ole Miss wins.
Yeah, I would too. The message right now is this. There wasn't a whole lot of hope after the Toledo and the Florida games. There just wasn't. And it's weird that we've found some hope for Mississippi State after a 3-touchdown loss to Texas. It's kind of odd that that's the case. But it is. That is absolutely the case. If they go to Georgia and they lose 38-17, 38-14, something like that, it's going to be the same situation. Be like, they're playing better. Now they go to Georgia and they lose 63-0. We might have to we'll recalculate. But if they play like they played against Texas and they lose the game in that fashion, that's fine. That's fine. And then you move forward into games that you do have a chance to win. So we'll see where that takes Mississippi State over the next few weeks. I'm interested to get to the 1st of November and see where Mississippi State is. So, all right, let's move into the rest of the show. And that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. I cooked some steaks last night. I love those little thin cut steaks they have at Kroger. 2 seconds, you know, done. And just put it on the plate. Good stuff. Very easy.
Like little like skirt steaks or?
Oh, no, no.
Like...
They're strips and ribeyes. They cut them real thin. And then, you know, it's basically you get a pound, it gets 16 ounces of ribeye, but it's four steaks.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Yeah. And they're great.
You eat those like popcorn.
Yeah, great for making like fajitas, or if you want to make steak sandwiches or something like that. They're great, great, great.
Yes.
How about it, making an easy weeknight meal? I mean, literally, you could cook four steaks in 10 minutes, and you're done. And you know that a couple of sides is easy. It's easy money. So beef is a great weeknight meal because it's easy to cook. It's quick to cook. It's so you can do so much with it. It's so versatile. But then on the weekends, if you want to go big with a brisket, with a tri-tip, the chuck roast, you can do that as well. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. Robbie and I thought we were going to Two Brothers the other day. We got taken off of that. So that means we got to go now, Robbie. We'll go next week.
Fine.
All right, I know. I have to twist your arm to make you go eat at Two Brothers. We need to go eat at Two Brothers too. Let's put that on our list. We got to do that too, Robbie.
Yeah, I'll clear my schedule.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta. We're gonna look at Robbie's schedule next week. Tuesday, smoked Southern soul food. Thursday, fancy sandwich.
Wednesday,
they're on my
restaurant
schedule.
Tyler Blue Plate.
Yeah, I gotta do that. Yeah, I gotta do it. So. When you want to eat great, just head to the Cotton District here in Starkville. You got so many options. The best two, Two Brothers Smoked Meats, and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 49 years. 49 years of taking care of you, their customers, with great products and great service. I see how I tie that all together? When you need technology for your business, give them a call. You need a new copier, a new printer, new computers or laptops. Then, if something goes wrong, and these are machines, you know, somebody spilled a cup of coffee on it. Goes on the fritz. It's just an easy call to Advantage Business Systems. They'll take care of it so quickly. Because they're in Mississippi just like you. You're not making an appointment with somebody out of state to be there in a week, 10 days. Imagine your copier going out today and somebody telling you, oh, yeah, we can't fix it for a week. That's not acceptable. You don't have to worry about that with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, make sure you're making a trip to Maroon & Co. Guys, anything you're looking for, Mississippi State, they're going to have. And a lot of the stuff you want, you can only get it at Maroon & Co. They have gear that nobody else does. They have the Bulldog Initiative gear. Nobody else has that. They're the exclusive provider. You're looking for great shirts, hats, stuff for your car, your tailgate, your office, whatever it is, it's at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code, Thunder15, 15% off all regular price items. Some exclusions do apply when you need Mississippi State gear and you're in Starkville. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. All right, let's go. Speaking of Starkville. Alden Thornhill, a guy I've met in the past couple of years, has a passion for the city of Starkville. Every city, I said this at the end of the interview, I'll say it again here though, every town needs a guy like Alden who's willing to put himself out there and you know, drag things forward and create incredible events. The Starkville Derby has gone from something that where we were all like, what, a wiener dog race? To now it's one of the top events in all of the state of Mississippi. There were 60,000 people in the Cotton District this year watching wiener dogs race. Now we have the Boardtown Grand Prix. That's coming up on November the 22nd, where Starkville's going to have its very own amateur soapbox derby. Robbie, we missed out on this. We could have had somebody sponsor a Thunder and Lightning car and had our faces on the vehicle. The last day to register is Sunday. So if you're listening out there, you're like, we could do this, and you want to be part of the team Thunder and Lightning. You'll put our faces on your car. Maybe we can work something out. So let us know that. But let's go ahead and go to this interview now. Alden Thornhill talking about the Boardtown Grand Prix and talking about a very prestigious award that he was able to win, and that will be announced later today. You guys know that I'm from Vicksburg originally, but at this point in my life, Starkville is definitely my hometown. And so I love when we do great things. I love when we do unique things. That's why I love Alden Thornhill, because he is a man who brings unique things and great things to the city of Starkville. And we're going to talk about one of them that's happening just, what, 50 days? I don't know. I can't do the math on this, Alden. But the Boardtown Grand Prix, yes. You're like a movie director at this point. You're like Michael Bay. You're like, all right, what if we did this? And you know, but that's kind of how these things have started for you. You're like, what if we did this? And then you do them, and by the way, it was a huge success. So what was the thought process behind the Grand Prix?
Yeah, well, first off, you know, I appreciate all the compliments, Brian. You know,
yeah.
I wouldn't have.
Well, I don't give any to Robbie, so I got to give them to somebody.
Well, I got to give compliments to my team, because I always have a great team with both the, you know, both these events. We have two great teams that have set us up for success. But, you know, this idea is, Access is a great program on campus. You know, it touches, you know, it's. It helps out a lot of people, but I feel like there's a lot of people who just don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like we could create an event that could really spotlight them, help them get some more fundraising, because it's not a cheap program to send a kid to. So if you don't know about Access, they bring in students that are 18 and up. They give them a full college experience. They have students with special needs, so they'll go all the way through. They get to do like a job shadowing part time in Starkville. Learn independent living, have a true college experience, and that's for all these families. You know, that's it's just very, very impactful. So you know, it's a great program that they do. I actually had a buddy whose little brother was in it, Spencer Kirkpatrick. If you remember him, one homecoming king. But that was my first finding out about Access, and I was like, wow, this is a great thing that we have at Mississippi State that we really need to spotlight even more so. So. It came from that, and I thought, kind of like the Wing Dog Race, you know, what don't we have here in Starkville? And I thought about Red Bull Soapbox. I said, you know, that would get the fraternities involved. We have a great engineering, we have great engineers, engineering grads, students, everybody, and they love to build stuff. So I said, you know what, let's see if we can get them to build some vehicles, go downhill, it took off from there, pun intended.
It's a good pun. It's a good pun. So we're going to have a Starkville Soapbox Derby,
yes.
Basically. Where are we racing?
So if you are on University Drive and you get to Bulldog Burger and the Vista, there's that right turn that takes you down to College View.
Yeah.
Ackerson Way. So it's steep. The city, I actually originally said, let's try downtown. They're like, no, it's not steep enough. The cars won't go very fast.
Yeah,
so this
I agree
is,
with that.
This is where we were like, well, let's check this out. And sure enough, it's almost like it's set up perfectly for this.
If we wanted to do total wipeout potential, we could have done the hill behind Hillman Hall.
Yes. Oh man, I know. I don't think university would
the, do that, the liability on that one though would be tough. All right. So registration, the final day is coming up, is it not?
Yes. So this Sunday, which is October the.
This Sunday is the 5th.
The 5th, okay.
No, this is the 6th.
October 6th, we'll close off sign-ups. So if you go to our Instagram, Facebook, whatever, you can go to there's an event. You know, there's a link to Google. It's a Google form. Fill out your team information, who's going to be on your team. We will be coming to you later on. We're waiting to get the fund set up for Access so we can go ahead and donate the money directly to them. Mm-hmm. Each team is going to be about $100 per mm-hmm. team. That money's going directly to Access. We also have some great sponsorship opportunities. We have some amazing shirts done by Be Unlimited Again. It's a bunch of dogs racing in like wacky racer cars. So, you know, give you a little nostalgia there. No Muttley, but there's a bunch of dogs on there.
Hold on. I can do it. Hold on.
Yeah, here we go. That's a good one.
Yeah, I can do it.
But so that'll be on there, and the T-shirts sales, you know, $3 off each sale goes to Access. So another good thing, just like we do with the Starkville Derby shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsorships, we got a lot of those that are great for you. Finish Line, Starting Line, Crash Cam. So I'm expecting, you know, the collision repair places here in Starkville. If you want a really good opportunity, you know, you say we can fix anything, but I don't know if we can fix these guys. But,
yeah.
But that'll be one. So we're expecting to have kind of a multi-cam setup, just like we do with the Derby. And having all that go downhill. And if you go to our social media, you can see more of these sponsorship opportunities. But there's a T-shirt sponsor. If you want your logo, all these above that go to, you get a social media post, you get your logo on T-shirt. But like, we got banners that'll go on the hay bales down the track, so yeah, you get visibility with the live stream and all that. The national anthem, best in show winners, all of that. So plenty of opportunities. You know, it's a good Friday night right before a football game. Perfect opportunity for people to come out, especially when it's for good cause. So plenty of visibility for your business attaching to that.
Have you? How many teams have signed up already?
So we're currently at 8, I believe.
Okay.
So we're at 8 as of yesterday. So we want to, more the merrier.
Yeah.
Love it. I mean, you know.
Is there a limit? I mean, is it just because the road's only so wide,
Oh, well, it's only one. So it's one car.
One car at a time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So if you look up like.
I thought we were going to get out there and, we're rubbing is racing.
I had a lot of people say, they're like, so how's that going to work? And I was like, oh, no. So if you go to the Watch Red Bull Soapbox, it's one car at a time.
Okay.
For safety purposes. So they got to wear a helmet. Driver's got to be over 18.
Uh-huh.
They got to be sober. The teams push them down the hill.
They have to be.
But driver, we don't want to get you a SUI, soapbox under the influence. So that's one of the only rules. But you got to have a theme. So you can't just say, okay, I'm going to do a little go kart. You got to have some kind of theme. So we've got Music Maker on campus is doing a jukebox. Bank of Commerce is doing a money truck, and they're going to shoot out fake money. Pi Cap fraternity, they're doing Dukes of Hazzard, and AGR, I can't remember what they're doing, they've got one. And then BYX, supposed to let me know, they have two teams, they're going to let us know. But we just, the more the merrier, let your creativity flow with this thing. Hopefully, another great event. We already have the Derby for spring, let's do this for the fall. So,
yeah.
Yep.
If I had thought about it a little bit more, I wouldn't want to race, but I would have loved to have seen a Thunder and Lightning car. I should have made that next year.
Hey, it's not too late. You just
I gotta get somebody to do a lot of work though.
I tell people are like, well, how do I get the frame and stuff? I said, look, it's gotta have four wheels, mm-hmm. four or three wheels. It's gotta have a working brake steering wheel. Just go to Facebook Marketplace, get you a go kart,
and go from there.
But a Brian and Robbie face on the front hood.
That's incredible.
A design winner automatically. I mean, bar none. We'll go ahead and give that one the crown.
Thundermobile.
Yes,
I like it.
Yes.
You have become sort of what's the word I'm looking for here? A fixture in this town. We'll say. Because of your involvement in the community and the things you've come up with. And you got a little recognition of that fact recently. And it's always great to beat Ole Miss and Oxford in anything, and you have played a role in that this year. So tell us about the award that you've won.
Yeah, so we've won Best Large Festival from the Mississippi Tourism Association. Found that out the other day through Paige Hunt, our tourism director for Starkville. Awesome. She dominated
Great lady.
Yes, and we can't thank her enough for doing that. We truly appreciate it. Double Decker had won that award, Brian, I think like 7 straight years. So that's, a little dog came up, bit him on my ankle, made him drop a trophy, and ran off with it, is what I tell people. But it's just a testament to Starkville, to the MSU students and fans, you and Robbie, all our media that help us out. To make this thing go from, oh my gosh, I had somebody tell me you ought to do this in the walk-ons parking lot. Now it's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's, we couldn't do it without our community. And
what was the number of attendees last year?
60,000. So 60,000 throughout the whole.
You're going to have, you will not have a Mississippi State home game this year with more people than the Starkville Derby. I hate to say that, but it is a true statement.
Yeah. It's just a testament to, to the area, to all the people, and then we had people from Maine and Vermont and all over the place. We got people messaging me already. They're booking hotel rooms. They're from the San Antonio Lowriders. It's a San Antonio Dachshund Club. They're coming up. They've got a dog who's been winning like 7 races in Texas the past month. They've been training up for the Derby. So they said, these crowds aren't the same, but they said it gets them progressively ready for the big event. And we can't wait for May 3rd. It's going to be, it's Kentucky baseball weekend. Hopefully baseball is back clicking. And, it's just another great Starkville tradition that we have now, and we couldn't do it without, all our Starkville folks, all our students, all the MSU fans and alumni. So we can't wait for next year.
So we've got spring and we've got fall. What are we going to do for summer and winter? You got any ideas?
Man, stay warm, stay cool. Keep my wife sane. I'll
That sounds like a no. That's easier said than done with wives, as you know. One last thing, I guess, you know, obviously you talk about the community and you talk about, you know, how people have embraced it, but does the city done a good job with you as well?
Yes. I can't thank the city enough. They've spotlighted the events. They've, you know, nominated for these awards. They've been great to work with. We're very lucky to have the leadership we have in Starkville now as compared to in the past. When you were in school, it was a whole different kind of
story. Yeah.
So we're very lucky to have the mayor and all of them. They're very, very supportive of this stuff because they realize, you know, these events end up getting big on social media. It spotlights Starkville. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you get somebody seeing this weenie dog race that's got over 6 million social media impressions, and you got somebody hitting it and being like, "Oh my God, I didn't know like the cotton like that architecture's in Starkville. I didn't know that mm-hmm. this kind of stuff is there." So it's they're very supportive, and they, you know, they just tell me, you know, make sure I hit up all the meetings I need to. So
yeah,
I can't thank them enough for being supportive of this, because without them, we wouldn't have the event.
So. Every town needs an Alden Thornhill, buys into the city and promotes things like this. So we're lucky to have you, buddy.
Appreciate you
coming on with us. You're the end of the bye week blitz. We had Jans, we had Purcell, we had Armstrong, and now we have Thornhill.
That's the Mount Rushmore
of Starkville now.
Yes, and let's sell out the first two men's game and first women's game. Let's go ahead and
pack the hump announcement?
Pack the hump, man. I can't wait. You know, growing up in the early 2000s, I love some Mississippi State basketball.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing rolling. We got two great staff, so
we'll see what happens. Alden Thornhill,
Thank you, Brian.
The Boardtown Grand Prix, November 22nd.
Yes,
in the Cotton District. If you got what it takes, put a car in the Grand Prix. Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, Brian.
All right, thanks to Alden. That's really good stuff. Hope you guys will support the Boardtown Grand Prix with the same passion you have the Starkville Derby. Just great, great events and unique events here in our town of Starkville. I appreciate Alden and all that he does for our great city here. All right. So Monday's show, you know, a little different. No things that are true, stuff like that. We'll just kind of set up the week ahead, and then we'll get ready for Mississippi State, Georgia all next week. Plus, you know, as you saw this week with our talks with Coach Jans and Coach Purcell, basketball not that far away. Also, I think on Monday's show, we might need to recap a soccer game for the first time ever here on this show. But we've got number one Arkansas versus number seven Mississippi State Friday night. I misspoke the other day. Friday night here in Starkville. Well, we'll talk about the results of that game, and we'll see if State can continue their incredible season with a win over the top-ranked team in the country. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.